Later today, we get two big central bank event risks in the form of the Bank of England and European Central Bank decisions. What makes these decisions all the more interesting is that they come on the back of a market-moving Fed decision in which the Fed surprised markets with a more dovish-leaning outlook after downgrading guidance on growth, inflation, and rates. What this means is that we've seen a big shift in yield differentials and rate expectations that has opened a sizable resurgence in demand for currencies against the US dollar. And so it'll be interesting to see if there are any last minute tweaks from either the BOE or ECB in light of the Fed decision so as not to create too much disruption in markets. As far as the BOE goes, the central bank is widely expected to hold on rates at 5.25%. The market is also currently pricing 100 basis points of rate cuts from the BOE in 2024. So what it will come down to here is just what exactly we get from the tone of the overall messaging from the BOE. If there is any evidence of the BOE pushing back against dovish expectations and ongoing concern around inflation and getting it back in check, there is likely to result a fresh wave of sterling demand as yield differentials move even more in favor of the pound. If, on the other hand, the BOE comes out sounding more dovish in a similar way to what we just heard from the Fed, it could open some profit taking on the recent run-up in the pound. Moving on to the European Central Bank decision, the takeaways are very much the same. The ECB is widely expected to keep rates on hold for the second time in a row. The Eurozone economic outlook has weakened since the last meeting, while inflation has continued to show signs of cooling. Nevertheless, there is risk ECB Lagarde could push back against rate cut expectations, with Lagarde talking about how the central bank is still not willing to get too comfortable with the idea that inflation has gone away. And so, much like with the BOE, if there's any indication of the ECB talking more about not wanting to give up on inflation over more dovish leaning comments around downgrade to the economic outlook and cooling inflation, we could see the euro extend its run. If, on the other hand, the ECB leans more dovish, look out for some profit taking on euro longs. That's all for now.